Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this program, we visit a choice of films whose titles begin with The Man Who. I hope you enjoy the show. This is a look at some of the great films with this shared title start. Let's begin with Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much, curious in the fact that Hitch made it twice, once in 1934 in the UK and then again in 1956 in America. In the first version, the great Peter Lorre leads a group of terrorists who plan to assassinate a diplomat, but a couple find out and their daughter is held to keep them quiet. It was Peter Lorre's first role in English and was based on a novel by G.K. Chesterton. This is the Arthur Benjamin Cantata, composed for the Albert Hall scene. Bernard Herrmann declined to write a new score for this scene in the remake, being a fan of Benjamin's original cantata, so it was used again. It's a more polished film than the original, although Hitch preferred the earlier version. He'd had the idea to remake it in the early 40s and resurrected it to fulfil his contract obligation with Paramount Pictures. Doris Day, who starred with James Stewart, hated the song Que Sera Sera when she first heard it, but it became the biggest hit of her career.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que Sera Sera. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Future's not ours to see. K Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Será, será. What will be, que será, será.
Next, we have the Coen brothers, The Man Who Wasn't There, a great noir homage with Billy Bob Thornton and Frances McDormand. Thornton apparently accepted the part of Ed Crane the barber without reading the script, being a big fan of the Coen brothers' work. This is Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra playing Moonlight in Vermont. Now we have a real noir from 1950 called The Man Who Cheated Himself. It starred Lee J. Cobb as a San Francisco detective who covers up a murder committed by his socialite girlfriend, played by Jane Wyman. Unfortunately, his inexperienced but zealous younger brother, John Dahl, gets assigned to the case. Felix Feist directed and Russell Harlan was cinematographer. It's well worth a watch. Lee J. Cobb is excellent as the romantic lead, a casting curiosity indeed. Cobb had just finished a successful run on Broadway in Death of a Salesman, and the thinking was that the film would benefit from it at the box office, but it didn't. Here's the opening titles music by Lewis Forbes. Thank you. The Man in the White Suit is a classic Ealing comedy starring Alec Guinness as an inventor of a clothing material that never gets dirty, but he's not prepared for the consequences. The brilliant sounds of his experiments were set to music by Jack Parnell and released as The White Suit Samba.
Love's a chemical reaction, darling, be my co-attraction while the test you play the samba of the white suit. You're my electronic tonic, absolutely supersonic, little cathode ray, oh say you find me quite cute. Formaldehyde, formaldeho, let's get down to bismuth, you make my mouth H2O. Honey, Bunsen minus you here, I feel awful litmus blue, dear. Come and dance with me, the samba of the white suit.
In 1956, Otto Preminger directed Frank Sinatra in The Man with the Golden Arm about a recovering drug addict's struggles. Eleanor Parker and Kim Novak co-starred. It was nominated for 3 Oscars, including Best Actor for Sinatra. John Garfield had wanted the role for himself and had bought the screen rights for Nelson Algren's novel, but his death allowed Preminger to acquire the rights. Elmer Bernstein wrote the score, also Oscar nominated. Here's the great theme.
We'll be right back.
James Stewart crops up again in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, made in 1962 by John Ford. The famous Bacharach David song, sung by Gene Pitney, didn't in fact get written until after the film had come out. The film was a tour de force for John Ford, whose career most people had written off. Shot entirely on the lot, in black and white due to budget restraints, it actually helped the look of John Wayne and Stewart, who were both in their 50s and playing men much younger than they were. Lee Marvin, Vera Miles and Edmund O'Brien also starred. This is Little Brown Jug by Tom Rouche.
My wife and I lived all alone in a little log hut we called our own. She loved gin and I loved rum. Tell you what, we'd lots of fun. Ha ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Tis you who makes my friends my foes, tis you who makes me wear old clothes. Here you are, so near my nose, so tip her up and down she goes. Ha ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee?
The Man Who Would Be King in 1976 starred Sean Connery and Michael Caine, directed by John Huston from a Rudyard Kipling story of two tricksters who hoodwinked their way to a treasure in the mountains of a remote country called Kafiristan. Maurice Jarre wrote the score, and here's the main titles theme.
Thank you.
Houston had been trying to get the film made for many years, first with Bogart and Gable, then Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas, and then Burton and O'Toole. Finally, when he offered it to Robert Redford and Paul Newman, Newman suggested Connery and Caine for the parts. They work fantastically well together, and the film is a classic. The Man Who Came to Dinner in 1942 is a superb comedy starring Bette Davis and Monty Woolley as critic Sheridan Whiteside, who slips and breaks his hip whilst dining at a friend's house and stays longer than anyone expected. Bette Davis had convinced Warner Brothers to make a film of the Moss Hart and George Kaufman play, which was a parody of Noel Coward, critic Alexander Wolcott, and actress Gertrude Lawrence. It had become a Broadway hit and then became a huge film. This is Jimmy Durante singing, "Did You Ever Have the Feeling That You Wanted to Go?"
Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to go? Still have the feeling that you wanted to stay? You knew it was right, wasn't wrong. Still you knew you wouldn't be very long. It's tough to have the feeling that you wanted to go. Still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. Start to go. Change your mind, start to go again, but change your mind again. It's tough to have the feeling that you wanted to go. Still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. Do re mi fa sol la si do. I go, I'll stay. My butler gave me the wrong shirt. I'll go, I'll stay. I'm going, I'm staying. Bye. I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you? Who will be with you when I'm far away? Let me hear that high note, maestro. I love music. That's why I went to the circus. And while I was there, I seen an elephant looking down at a little mouse. And the elephant was saying to the mouse, "Look at the size of me and look at the size of you. Why, you're nothing but a wretched, insignificant little shrimp." The little mouse looked up at the elephant and said, "Listen, I've been sick." I got a million of them, a million of them. Now who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you? Who will be with you when I'm far? Let me hear that high note again, maestro. What a note. What a band. You know, I got on a bus to go over the Calumet River Bridge, and I said to the bus driver, "Does this bus go over the bridge?" He said, "If it don't, we'll all get an awful ducking." I got a feeling of it.
Hearing that puts me in mind of James Cagney, who played Lon Chaney, the silent screen horror star who started out in vaudeville in The Man of a Thousand Faces, made in 1957. It was a later film in Cagney's career, but one of his finest performances. It's the touching story of Chaney's life and his estrangement from his first wife, played by Dorothy Malone. The great score was by Frank Skinner, and this is Box of Tricks.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Roger Corman's classic The Man with the X-Ray Eyes, starring Ray Milland. Shot by Corman in 3 weeks for $300,000, he described its subsequent success as a miracle. In 1963, they didn't have special effects, and Corman achieved the see-through effect of Dr. Xavier's vision by cleverly filming a building whilst it was being constructed. Here's the creepy end titles music by Les Baxter. Finally, we have the Nick Rogue film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, starring David Bowie in his first film role. Bowie wrote many musical ideas during the shoot, which he submitted to Rogue for the score, but Rogue opted not to use them. They ended up becoming the bulk of Bowie's later Berlin albums. The film has a wonderful soundtrack, including some very atmospheric pieces by Stomo Yamashita. Here's Roy Orbison singing Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. I'll never be blue.